This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support. I know the world gets crazier every day, but this is some crazy news. There is a fake prepping group out there, and I'm not even going to name their name because I don't want to give them any publicity that they don't deserve. I'm convinced they're run by the deep state, and they are trying to convince people that they do not need to prepare for anything. They call themselves a prepper group, but their arguments are things like you shouldn't stockpile any ammo. You don't need that many guns. You don't need gold. This is their whole message. And the website Ammoland.com, which is overall a very good website, I recommend you read it. I think they got punked by this group, and they ended up running an article that said why you don't need to stockpile ammo. It's like a scientific reason why you don't need to stockpile ammo. And they featured a video from this fake prepping group. And part of the, quote, scientific evidence to support their theory why you don't need ammo is because if you look at all the police shootings in New York City over the years, the average number of rounds expended by a police officer during a shooting is only 2.9 rounds of ammo. And from this, somehow, they extrapolated that you don't need ammo. You know, 3 rounds is about all you need. Like, really? 3 rounds? I mean, these are probably the same people that support all the gun magazine bans, like maximum 5 rounds for a rifle or maximum 10 rounds for a pistol. Because they think you only need 3 rounds, and it's scientific. There's a statistic out there. Well, of course, these people are not just stupid, they're evil. They're trying to deceive preppers to not prepare. So I thought in this podcast, I would give you some very good reasons why you should stockpile ammo. And by the way, there was also Ammoland ran a rebuttal article by another guy, I forgot his name, who was trying to rebut the argument and say, yeah, you do need to stockpile ammo, and here's why. And that article, I thought, was very poorly, I mean, it didn't give strong enough reasons. There are way stronger reasons that I thought of immediately, and so that's what I'm going to share with you here. So let's just jump right into it. And by the way, you're listening to Mike Adams here, and I also publish guns.news and survival.news. If you are interested in surviving, you might want to learn about ammunition and firearms and self-protection and things like that. So point number one is that ammunition almost always works no matter what's happening in society. In other words, ammunition works when the grid fails. Ammunition works when there is a hurricane. Ammunition works when there's flooding. Yeah, you can even fire rounds when your gun is wet. Maybe not if you flood that ammo, you know, for 100 days, soaking it in water, that's not good for it. But if you have ammo that you've stored properly and you have a magazine in your rifle and, you know, your rifle gets wet, you can still fire that ammo. What, you think the military doesn't operate when it's raining? No, come on. Navy SEALs, they carry their gear underwater and then they surface and then they fire their guns. And the Navy SEALs, they're the best people, by the way, to test gear. As one of my Navy SEAL buddies was explaining to me, it's because nobody will cause gear to fail faster than a Navy SEAL, because they'll take your gear and they'll put it underwater in a saltwater environment. And you want to talk about breaking gear, try ocean water. It's not just wet, it's full of salt, corrosive salt. So anyway, Navy SEALs, they know very well that you can fire guns when they're wet. The reason is because ammunition works. And it doesn't require software updates. I want you to think about society. Everything else, it seems, that you rely on requires a software update, and the software updates are always failing. You notice that? Even Boeing, they gave a software update to their 737 MAX jets, and what happens? Oh, they nosedive and plow into the ground and kill everybody on board. What an amazing piece of software that is. Good job, Boeing. Your engineers are just amazing. The quality control is just, it's amazing. NASA engineers wrote software that caused one of their Mars satellites to plow into the planet Mars, by the way, which is like, wow, that's really amazing how you guys do that. Didn't you ever think to maybe run a simulation? You know, software updates will be the death of humanity On any given day, software is failing all over the place. The U.S. Postal Service, for example, their fulfillment postage software, it's an API that interacts with every fulfillment center in the country. I know this because I run a fulfillment center, you know, healthrangerstore.com. We sell lab-verified superfoods, storable foods, preparedness items, everything. And on any given day, the USPS API just goes down, just fails for hours. Same thing with the FBI's background check system, the NICS system, just goes down on any given day. You can't even play a DVD without upgrading the software on your DVD player now. Remember the old school VHS tapes? And you had a VHS player? And pardon my language here, but that shit worked without software. You just put the tape in, you hit play, it always just played. You didn't need to download some update and have the update fail and then have to reboot and reset and upgrade the firmware and all that crap that you have to do today, because nothing works. Even your car runs on software that half the time fails. I was at a car dealer recently getting some repairs done, and they said, oh yeah, we've had a recall on your car. I'm like, what's wrong? What's wrong? They said, oh, there's a software update we had to do. That's the recall. I'm like, well, what did the software update fix? And they said, well, it fixed the software. I'm like, well, so what was wrong? What wasn't working right? And I said, well, we don't know. It's just the software was patching the software because the software had a software problem. I'm like, really? So you guys are basically now in the software update business instead of the making your car work business. I see, because the car ran just fine. It was probably some emissions control BS to make sure your car has zero efficiency now with fuels. You know, that's probably what it was. But everything requires a software update except your rifle, your pistol, your ammo. All that stuff works. So if you don't think ammunition is worth stockpiling, if you don't think it's valuable, then you haven't even thought about it. Because in a society where everything else fails, in a solar flare, in an EMP attack, in a nuclear war, in a natural disaster, a freaking volcano, meteors from the heavens, your guns will still work. And that's when you're going to need them the most. If you don't think ammunition is valuable, you're not living in reality. The second thing these authors said was that that ammunition is not really a very good barter item. Really? Because I think it's the ultimate barter item. It's the only barter item that holds value, that stores basically for a lifetime, and that is immediately practical and usable in a way that has universal demand because everybody wants to be safe. Everybody wants to protect their family or themselves. Everybody has a need for self-defense. So you have built-in universal demand for ammunition. It's more practical than gold. I mean, gold is great, but you can't really put gold to use in a collapse environment except as a store of value or an exchange medium. Whereas ammunition, you can put it to use. People can go hunting and they can use ammunition to get some food. They can use it for defense and they can use it to defend their liberty. And you need ammunition for training and practice. And you need ammunition to defend your ranch and defend your cattle and defend your garden against, you know, gophers and such. Ammunition, it's universal value, which is why, of course, every military in the world has an ammunition supply line, logistics for ammunition. You don't see soldiers running around with three rounds in their magazines like this prepper group thinks that you should have. Oh, three rounds, that's all you're ever going to need. You don't need more than three bullets. Oh, I'm sure the governor of California thinks that's an awesome idea. They don't want you to have any ammo, you see. Remember, this is all about, it's a brainwashing system out there, agenda to try to make sure that you don't stockpile ammo. They don't want the public to have ammunition because they're going to cut off ammo sales and they're going to cut off the credit card transactions when, you know, they try to enslave everybody. And they try to crush all independence and freedom. They don't want you to have ammunition, which is exactly why you should stockpile ammunition. Number one, it's cheaper to buy in bulk. Number two, it lasts practically forever if you store it in decent conditions. Number three, it has universal value, universal demand. And number four, it's immediately usable and practical. Again, unlike gold. Gold has some practical uses in science and electronics manufacturing and so on. But in a collapse scenario, I don't think anybody's going to be running around like, I need some gold plating of this circuit board. No, you're going to be like, how do I stop people from shooting me? And the answer is ammunition. And even if all the electronics on your rifle, let's say you have a red dot sight, you have a super fancy thermo sight that requires batteries. You have some electronics on your rifle. Okay, fine. Even if that stuff fails, you have backup iron sights, right? Every rifle has iron sights on it, unless you were stupid enough to take them off. You have iron sights, or those flip-up poly magpul sights, whatever. And the rifle functions perfectly fine with iron sights. In fact, if you haven't trained with the iron sights, you're missing out. You should train with and without the electronics. And by the way, a lot of scopes, they still work even if the batteries stop working. You just don't get the illumination of the reticle. And you can still use a 1-6 power rifle scope or 1-8 power rifle scope. You don't need the batteries. The thing still works fine because it's optics, man. It's the laws of physics. As long as light follows the laws of physics, your optic will still work. I like to run those Spectre DR optics. I think they're made by Raytheon. You can flip them from like 1x to 4x. Those are really awesome. Built like tanks. They work great. You don't need batteries. Anyway, the point is ammunition is it's like a universal form of money. Especially in a collapse scenario, you should get as much as you can now. And by the way, here's another point. You know, after the Sandy Hook shooting in, what was that, 2012, I think? I might be wrong about the year, but ammunition prices skyrocketed. 5.56 ammo that you used to pay, let's say, 25 cents a round, suddenly you were paying $1 a round. And a 22LR ammo that you used to get for 5 cents a round, you were paying 25 cents a round. It went up 500%. But all the prices are back down now. You can buy 22LR ammo for 4 cents a round. Now, I've seen it frequently. You can get 5.56 ammo for 25 to 30 cents a round. In a crisis, the value of that ammo goes up 300, 400, 500%, maybe 1,000%. You don't think that's a great investment in a barter item? You'll be able to trade ammo for food. You'll be able to trade ammo for cattle. You'll be able to trade ammo for gasoline or, I mean, anything. Because people need ammo and not enough people have stockpiled it. So this is the time, really, to stock up now. And I don't sell ammo. I'm just telling you this because I want you to be safe. That's been, a very high priority for all of us here. We need to be safe. So where can you get ammo, by the way? Well, there's a ton of places to get ammo online. But perhaps the best place is just to go to ammoseek.com, ammoseek.com. And they index in real time all the ammunition retailers online. And they'll give you the best price during that day for the caliber that you're looking for. So just go to ammoseek.com and you can find all the ammo. Palmetto State Armory has a lot of good sales from time to time. Sometimes Midway USA has sales or Brownells has sales. And there's Lucky Gunner and there's, what is it called? Cheaper Than Dirt. And there's ammotogo.com. There's all these retailers. But check ammoseek.com for the best prices. Keep it legal. I always say keep it legal. But it's not illegal to have a lot of ammo. Except, I don't know, maybe in certain cities or something. I mean, check your local laws. You should know the law and follow the law. But where I live in Texas, you can have as much ammo as you want. If you want a million rounds, if that's where you want to put your money, guess what? It's your choice. It's called freedom. You can buy whatever you want. Some people like to buy yachts. Some people like to buy, I don't know, ATVs. Some people like to buy ammo. But that yacht's not going to serve you in a collapse. The ammo will. The ammo can be traded for anything, and it's good for a lifetime. So there's almost no better place to put your money than stockpiles of ammo. It is the ultimate form of monetary exchange and preservation of wealth, and it's going to go up in value when anything starts to hit the fan. So don't listen to those anti-prepper groups. They're brainwashing groups. They're run by the deep state, I have no doubt. You want real prepping advice, tune into my podcast. And a lot of other websites, a lot of other people out there who know what they're talking about. Check them out. Read my website, guns.news, and check brighteon.com for videos about firearms and prepping and tactics. In fact, There are a lot of how-to gun self-defense videos on that website, Brighteon.com. I mean, like entire documentaries have been uploaded there. Even one documentary by the guy who created it. He's like, I just want this to be free. I want the public to see this. It's a 60-minute gunfighting documentary, how to defend yourself with a firearm. You should check it out. In any case, appreciate your support. Be safe. Be ready, because crazy times are here. You can see it now. It's no longer just a prediction about the future. It's happening right now. Thanks for listening. Be safe. When you support us, we keep fighting for America. We keep fighting for your liberty, fighting for your natural health, for disease prevention, for education and knowledge about how to be healthy and how to live a productive, happy life. Support us at healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 products, lab tested, clean, ultra clean, the cleanest offered anywhere in the world. healthrangerstore.com. Check it out. Support our mission and help enhance and protect your health at the same time.